you have been enlightened by Christ. Walk always as a child of the light and keep the flame of faith alive in your heart. When the Lord comes, may you go out to meet him with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. Amen.
Jeremy Adams, Noah Anderson, Katie Cimino, Sarah Colo, Abigail Seifert, Quinn Hoxton, Taylor Kennedy, Gary Pascal, Ann Perella, Lawrence Perella, Mary Summerson.
My brothers and sisters, you have asked by your own free will to be received in the full communion of the Catholic Church. You have made your decision after careful thought and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I now invite you to, in the presence of this community, profess the Catholic faith. In this faith, you will be one with us for the first time at the Eucharistic table of the Lord Jesus, the sign of the Church's unity.
I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, proclaims to be revealed by God.
I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God.
I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God.
I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God.
I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God.
I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God.
I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and claims to be revealed by God.
I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God.
I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God.
My brothers and sisters, the Lord receives you into the Catholic Church. His loving kindness has led you here so that in the unity of the Holy Spirit you may have full communion with us in the faith that you professed in the presence of his family. My dear candidates for confirmation, by your baptism, you have become members of Christ and of his priestly people. Now you are to share in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit among us, the Spirit sent by the Lord upon his apostles at Pentecost and given by them and their successors to the baptized. The promised strength of the Holy Spirit, which you are to receive, will make you more like Christ and help you to be a witness to his suffering, death, and resurrection. It will strengthen you to be an active member of the Church and to build up the body of Christ in faith and in love. My dear friends, let us pray to God our Father that he will pour out the Holy Spirit on these candidates for confirmation to strengthen them with his gifts and anoint them to be more like Christ, the Son of God.